The bill that passed the legislature's special session last week and now awaits the governor's signature is projected to raise approximately $2.4 billion over 13 years to bail out the rail project. It was born in a fractious environment and ended in an unexpected display of unity. Civil Beat reporter Stuart Yurton reviewed what it took to make the deal happen. He joins us with today's reality check. Hi, Stuart. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
It's a pretty interesting backstory to what emerged from the special session, isn't there?
There is. And I think one of the more interesting aspects of it is how it was really all about numbers when it came down to it. And fairly early on, the legislative leaders really decided that they would find one source of numbers. It was going to be the Department of Budget and Finance director, Wes Machida, that used his numbers and really try to craft something from those numbers. So at least they weren't disagreeing on the source of data that they were going to use.
Which had been a considerable problem previously, hadn't it?
Well, one of the issues, again, is figuring out what numbers are we going to use. And so another aspect of it was they looked at HART's data. The cost of the project was $8.165 billion total, not counting financing costs. Again, the financing costs could add hundreds of millions of more dollars, depending on the source. Mm-hmm. But that was one thing that they did, and that really helped along the way.
Well, the unity that emerged, or the perception of unity that emerged, was a surprise even to some of those who unified, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And one of the things to remember or to bear in mind is that this was a compromise. And I spoke to one of the members this morning who said, you know, remember, this was a compromise. Nobody was completely happy with this.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, they were able to come together. And again, the people we're talking about on the Senate side, it was the Senate president, the Ways and Means, the new Ways and Means chairman, Donovan Dela Cruz. On the House side, we had the Speaker of the House, Scott Psyche, the Finance Committee Chair, Sylvia Luke, and the Transportation Committee Chair, Henry Aquino. And those five really were able to come together and craft a deal, partly because of the Mayor Kurt Caldwell. He really came out after this group had put together a plan. The mayor came out and said, we need more money. This all played out last week, and the group pretty much stood steadfast. They also had support from the U.S. Senator Brian Schatz, the Congressional Representative Colleen Hanabusa, and so there was a big group of people who were saying, no, this is the bill, these numbers work, this is the deal, and they were able to push it through.
What if Caldwell's right and it isn't enough money?
That's a really good question. The one thought is that the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration, will say this isn't enough. They'll reject the plan, and it could spell the end of the rail project. Another is that the tax revenue won't match projections, and that's going to create a problem. The other issue to look for in the future, though, is what about operations and maintenance? If those numbers fall short, and that's really going to be on the city and county and HART to put together, it might end up resulting in the need for a property tax increase here in Honolulu. So that's something to look out for in the future.
Oahu residents will be thrilled to hear that, Stuart, right? I think we're not entirely done with this story. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Stuart Yurton.